Happy Holidays from Cincinnati Opera. I'm Maria Valdez, a soprano originally from Atlanta, Georgia. I'm currently studying at the Cincinnati College Conservatory of Music, and in January I will head to San Francisco to be an Adler Fellow with the San Francisco Opera. Today I will be singing Ave Maria by Franz Schubert.
And I will be accompanying Maria. My name is Markus Küchle, and in addition to being a pianist, I'm also Director of Artistic Operations at Cincinnati Opera. From all of us at Cincinnati Opera, we'd like to wish you a happy and healthy holiday.
I am Herbert Woodward Martin. I am reading a meditation, The Appetite of Peace, The Appetite of Light. With the approach of all the most high and holy days of the world, despite of famine and during great droughts of war, the women of the world, whoever they were and wherever they live, began to fashion such delectable foods which neither tongue, brain, nose, nor stomach could resist. Those mothers, grandmothers, great-grandmothers, great-great-grandmothers began to fashion out of water and flour unimaginable delicacies which took over our nostrils and stomachs and made them sing great hallelujahs. The aromas of such food, wafted as they do with unerring grace, and seduced us into a calm I cannot begin to describe. I do not know what magic was conjured up in those kitchens, but I do know that our very warring natures was calmed by such foods as they made us settled into a peace we never thought possible. It is the grace of such aromas, it is the sight of such delectable foods which calms our fleshly natures. I dream of the sweet potato pies in Cousin Louise's kitchen. I could hear the yams boiling slowly in their natural sugars. Then she would add a pinch of this and a dash of that from the shelves, cinnamon, nutmeg, cloves, vanilla extract, light and brown sugars, and a gracious helping of butter. Then, with a swift and mild hand, she made a crust from flour and lard so rich and flaky you dreamed you were committing some intolerable sin as you pinched the crumbs between your thumb and forefinger. Tasting the food on the sly, getting your hand smacked when you were caught, as it were, with your hand in the pudding. Such tastes were always irresistible. While Cousin Lou applied the finishing touches to her holiday cooking, in the next block, Miss Marion, everybody was Miss or Mister in those days, was cooking sweet potato latkes with spiced maple syrup. She was using the same sweet potatoes, but they had been shredded, and to that mixture she added eggs, matzo meal, baking powder, yeast, chopped coriander, and sour cream. Another delectable food for warring men. In the skillet she placed a light covering of virgin olive oil, which she stirred around while it gently warmed. After the preparations were done, she would slowly pour a ladleful of batter into the skillet, and after it was sufficiently browned and turned, the latkes were placed on a towel plate to absorb the excess oil. What neighbor in the meantime was cooking roast goose with chestnuts and leek stuffing? Who elsewhere was permeating the neighborhood with rib roast to be served with Yorkshire pudding? Who was baking ginger cake with orange topping? Zabaglione, chocolate truffles, snowball cake, coconut mousse with rum-soaked cherries, or apple or cherry cobbler? Who concocted that delicious brisket braised in red wine, fully roasted? Some male, as always, was ready and willing to state that those interesting aromas were a part of his humanity, that they were emanating from his house. He was not yet ready only to take credit, but to swear and demonstrate his readiness to devour the prepared table of feasts. I swear to you every man was willing, ready, and able to take up such a cause. I only know that whatever was cooked in our family kitchen, Cousin Lou had mixed in a large portion of music. Everything was always done with song. Dishes were washed with song, the pots and pans scrubbed with infinite amount of Jamaican rhythms. Long time ago in Bethlehem, so the Bible say, Mary's boy child, Jesus Christ, was born on Christmas Day. Hark, the herald angels sing, a new king born today, and man will live forevermore because of Christmas Day. The melodies rage throughout the rooms like a lingering aromas in a minor key. Oh, Mary and the baby, sweet lamb. 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 Some were joyfully suited to the major key. Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. Some have longing attached to them. Sister Mary had but one child, born in Bethlehem, and every time the baby cried, she'd a rocket in a weary land, she'd a rocket in a weary land, she'd a rocket in a weary land, she'd a rocket in a weary land. And some, like the foods we have been served, were hopeful. She named him King Jesus, my Lord. She named him King Jesus. She named him King Jesus. She named him King Jesus, my Lord. In the Old Testament, the story is told of the oil and that it continued to be sustained for 8 nights. Beyond all hope and all expectation, light is our necessary confirmation. It defines our bodily shapes. It dispels the shadows and says who we actually are. Therefore, we believe in the suns. Therefore, we have faith in stars. We are even willing to gamble on how long a candle will blossom. In such pure and comforting light, we are willing to remain calm and be at peace with our neighbors, far and near. For, behold, how long the gentle light of our faith burns, the night of terrible nights, with all its fair fears, cannot terrorize the memories from when we came. To behold how long the gentle light of our faith burns. There is something to the food and something to the light of which we partake. We rejoice in the harmonies of the aromas our mothers have prepared for us, whoever they may be, now that we have left the safety of their arms. Still, somewhere, I think that they are still singing, "This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine all through the night. I'm gonna let it shine everywhere I go. I'm gonna let it shine, let it shine, let it shine, let it shine." It is the passion of that light which makes conquering angers in the blood come to a serene and calm halt. Behold, that single light which broke the dark. What fears did it shatter into pieces? Who has not hidden under a blanket of night, longing for a single quiet light of salvation? Our bodies, our minds, our flesh have all been conceived by our mothers and fathers. We have been fed by what our fathers harvested and fed by the delicacies our mothers made with their utilitarian hands and faiths, willingly measured, chopped, crunched, pinched, dashed, shredded, mashed, grated, mixed, and by doing so afforded each one of us gifts of food and light, so lasting we never taste nor see without invoking their memories of hard work. Hallelujah, amen, for the precious light, hallelujah, amen, which destroys the darkness of night. Hallelujah. Amen.
tongue on earth be silent. two songs there from the Ring 4 Project, a Cincinnati Keyboard Christmas for Public Radio. We heard I Saw Three Ships, a Julie Spangler arrangement with Julie playing piano, along with guitarist Roger Klug, and Of the Father's Love Begotten, featuring mezzo-soprano Catherine Fishlock and Michael Chertok on piano. Both these pieces were recorded and mixed by Rick Andrus in our Corbett studio. I'm Brian O'Donnell wishing you and your family a very warm and happy Christmas.
Hi, this is Sarah Harston, principal dancer with Cincinnati Ballet. I am dancing The Sugar Plum with Cincinnati Ballet's production of The Nutcracker. I hope you have a very Merry Christmas.
This is Shelley Shepherd Gray. I am an author of several Amish novels. My latest release is called Peace. It's a Christmas novella set in Crittenden County. A lot of peace has to do with two different couples experiencing a not-so-festive Christmas. And along those lines, I thought I'd share a little story with y'all about a Christmas that we had just last year that wasn't quite as merry and festive as I had hoped to be. So here's my letter. Dear reader, have you ever spent a Christmas that wasn't all that festive? That was our Christmas in 2012. After my 20-year-old daughter suffered through a series of increasingly bad bouts of strep throat, it was decided that her tonsils needed to come out during Christmas break. She had the procedure on December 14th, right after she finished finals. We had been warned that the recovery might not be easy for her. In truth, it was very difficult. All the days passed as we grew exhausted, and I stopped thinking about Christmas and only thought about taking care of her. Well, she was better by Christmas Eve, but only marginally so. My husband's son and I went to church on Christmas Eve, but came home directly afterward since my daughter was in still too much pain for us to leave her alone at the house for too long. On Christmas morning, we opened the presents that I had bought months before, wrapped and put under the tree. Then my son left for his girlfriend's house. Her family was hosting a lovely dinner. Tom and I, we ate soup and sandwiches and continued to hope and pray that our daughter would feel better soon. And then, well, right around New Year's Day, she did, just in time to go back to college. After she left, I put away the decorations reflected on the holiday. For a moment, I was even tempted to call it the Christmas that wasn't. And then I remembered that Christmas isn't all about parties and being around lots of people. It's not about perfect decorations or lovely meals. It really is all about remembering a baby being born in a lowly manger and everyone celebrating the miracle of his birth. You know, I have a feeling we might always remember the Christmas of 2012 with a bit of fondness and maybe a grimace, too. I know I personally never want to open another can of Campbell's chicken noodle soup. But I bet years from now, Tom and I will probably smile when we remember that Christmas reminded us that the holiday really is about love and faith and hope. Last Christmas, we certainly had those in abundance. If those things are present, not much else is needed, I think. Wherever you are, I hope you will have a Merry Christmas, too. And if it doesn't happen to be quite so merry, I hope you'll find comfort in celebrating the joy of his birth.
This is Chris Comer from the Chris Comer Trio. We were asked to choose a song for the Ring 4 CD for Cincinnati Public Radio, and we recorded Do You Hear What I Hear? It's an absolutely beautiful song. Perry Como used to sing it on his TV special, and I thought it was a terrific song to do for the CD. John Tedman plays bass, Bart Foster on drums, myself, Chris Comer on piano, and this is our jazz version of Do You Hear What I Hear?
Hi, I'm Jim Nolan, host of WVXU's Local Exposure. And this is the classic Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, performed by Cincinnati's own The Bluebirds and recorded at Allen's Cafe in Columbia, Tusculum. Merry Christmas, everyone.
Hi, I'm Michael Bath.
And I'm Ken Early.
And we're with the Ensemble Theater of Cincinnati. We'll be singing Take Me Around the World from Around the World in 80 Days.
You have a beautiful country, Passepartout.
I cannot look down. I can't look down.
Look at this. Most of the world I've seen only in books. I think the pages are too shy, Passepartout. You can't travel the globe in a library.
No, but libraries are much less dangerous.
Up into the sky, into an endless blue.
Sacre blue!
For the first time I'm living, really alive, goodbye.
Adieu!
Suddenly the past seems nothing. All that I've learned pales to compare to this feeling I'm feeling.
I don't like this feeling.
My heart
and my head is reeling.
Take me around the world. I want to see everything there is to see. Scale the highest mountain.
Mountain?
Sail the furthest sea.
Oh, me.
Take me around the world. I want to go everywhere there is to go and make this world my home.
Gives a thought, a wonderful thought. Who needs any place but home? Jolly old England, or at this moment any land, as long as it's solid. Land, 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 please can't we land?
Take me around the world, I want to see everything there is to see. Cross the widest desert, find my destiny. Take me around the world, I want to go everywhere there is to go. And all the questions, there's bound to be questions. To all my answers,
I've got a question.
Lead me to the questions around the world.
Merry Christmas. I'm Jane Durrell, and here's a story I'd like to share with you about one of my family Christmases. In our family, we often don't go home for Christmas. We go somewhere we've always wanted to go, someplace that is a Christmas present in itself. This sometimes works better than other times, but one of the best didn't start very well. We were in three cars, and two of them were lost. It was foggy, it was dark, and it didn't seem like Italy, although that is where we were. We had an American cell phone and an English one, and they were incompatible. So communication was through the children's walkie-talkies. Our goal was a villa built 450 years ago by Andrea Palladio, the only one of his remaining houses available for rent, and by great good luck, we had managed to get it for Christmas. if we could only find it. A text message did come through from the car that hadn't gotten lost. One word. Wow, it said. We tried the last possible road, and there it was. The earlier arrivals had opened the great front doors so that we entered directly into the sala, tall as a house in the heart of a Palladian villa. It was sparsely furnished but grandly proportioned, and it took our breath away. Across the red tile floor, another set of 16-foot doors was centered on the far wall, and frescoes circled the room, filling the space a third of the way down from a ceiling set off by dark wood beams. To the right and to the left, doors opened on a generous sitting room at one side and dining room on the other. Before the next day was out, we had a Christmas tree decorated and in place in the sitting room. We're adept at decorations that travel and at those made on the spot. And more than one meal had been served in that dining room. I should say that the 10 of us comprised 3 generations, and half of us were children. The thing we hadn't expected was the children's delight in the place. "This is the coolest house," said the oldest grandchild, breezing past his father and me. "First architectural comment he's ever made," said his father, eyes widening. A rumor went round that there might be a wardrobe a la Narnia, and the youngest grandchild went looking. The gift we hadn't expected was snow on Christmas Day. The children made a substantial snowman of Italian snow, and our pictures show that snowman and its makers in front of the handsome facade of a house by one of the definitive architects of our heritage. As I say, we don't always go home for Christmas.
Season's greetings. I'm Kelly Blewett, and I'd like to share Waiting for Christmas, a song by Adelaide and Gentry, singers who live in West Alexandria, Ohio, near Dayton. Merry Christmas.
I know that you love me. I'm stuck. Goodbye, I'll see you in its white. No, I'm not gonna cry. I'll keep a mistletoe hung for when you arrive home. Echoes of your sweet song running through my hair, running through my hair. The skies are looking gray.
Looking gray, oh, I see.
I am Annie Kalaherka, and this is a piece from The 12 Dates of Christmas by Jenna Hoban. To lead into this piece, this is Mary speaking about her recent role in A Christmas Carol after a year of dealing with a breakup and going through the woes of all the holidays. The irony is that I am offered a job in A Christmas Carol. If you are an actor who can audibly string together the phrase, Happy Christmas, or God bless you slash him slash us, there is work for you in December. So while I am trying to thwart the Christmas spirit, I get hired to be the Christmas spirit. Specifically, the spirit of Christmas past. In our production of A Christmas Carol, the ghost of Christmas past wears a huge, white, poofy snowflake dress. I have a wand. I wear a huge, heavy, painful silver snowflake on my head. However, the story is a classic. The Scrooge is great, the costumes are gorgeous, and there's someone in the cast with whom I have fallen in love. At first sight, he's very cute, he's very short, and while I have taken to calling him Tater Tot, he is known to most as Tiny Tim. Love, people. Love at first sight. Because he is a mere 5 years old, and because I'm done after Act One, they've sort of assigned him to me. I'm kind of the tiny wrangler. I make sure that he's ready to go on, and we whisper his lines together before each of his scenes. Adorable. But apart from Tim, my holiday scorn cannot be softened. And the moment his nanny collects him from me at the stage door, I have the iPod on, and I make myself invisible to the holiday season. The two performances on Christmas Eve are excruciating. I am exhausted. I am depressed. I eat so many of the 7-layer bars in our green room that I can hardly fit into the snowflake dress. And then little Tim has an accident. Well, first he has an accident, and then he has an accident. While I was on stage, he nearly choked on a peanut butter ball cookie. Thank God the ghost of Christmas future was there to administer the Heimlich. Picture that. A man dressed as the Grim Reaper saving Tiny Tim's life. The whole thing was so alarming, it scared the crap out of him. Just before the Fezzy dance, Tiny Timmy pooped his pants. By the second show of the day, everyone seems Christmas pooped. We trudge through the Christmas Eve doubleheader, and then poof, the day is over. I take Tiny by the hand, and we walk out the stage door.
Do you want to come over to my house and play?
Maybe someday.
My mommy moved away.
What?
My mommy moved to California. She said I could come visit her, but she was a total flake, and she flaked out at my birthday party because she forgot to buy a plane ticket.
Have I mentioned that I hate the holidays? And where the hell is Tiny Tim's nanny?
My nanny's not coming.
What? Who's picking you up? What's your number?
Dad home, dad work, dad cell, mom cell, or Estelle cell.
How many phone numbers can a 5-year-old retain? I try them all, and they are all dead ends. 30 minutes go by. 40. Who forgets their own kid on Christmas Eve? And then around the corner comes a very Upper East Side man whom Tiny recognizes as, Dad! I'm so sorry. I tried to call the stage manager, but I guess her phone was off, so thank you. Thank you so much. Here are his undies. There was a little accident. Did you know? Don't worry. The costume shop laundered them for you. Yeah, I just got the message. You okay, Chief? I'm so sorry I was late. You must think I'm a total flake.
Wait! We have a present for you! Open it!
This cannot get any worse. This poor kid, who has obviously been raised more by hired help than by parents, nearly choked to death earlier, then crapped his pants, and his dad is 45 minutes late picking him up on Christmas Eve? And now this guy wants to give me a present? Like that makes up for his total absence. But for Tiny, I accept a box that is undeniably from Tiffany's. The contents of this box are probably worth more than I've been paid for the entire run of this show, and nothing for which I have any use. Clearly, this man delegated the Christmas shopping to the nanny, so she looks for something nice, but not too nice. Something that says, we appreciate you, we might even like you, but we clearly do not know you. I unwrap 2 tiny sterling silver snowflake earrings.
Like the one on your head.
I love them.
And I love you, little man.
Hello, this is Mike Hall, director of A Klingon Christmas Carol.
And this is Donald Volpenhayn playing Skooja in A Klingon Christmas Carol.
And we want to wish you...
Maj Ramnitai.
Thank you. Was Steve Schmidt's version of Ave Maria from the Ring 4 Project and the Adagio Trio's medley of the Cherry Tree Carol and the Holly and Ivy. You've been listening to the 9th Annual Around Cincinnati Christmas Special. Technical assistance from Kevin Rowinski, Rick Andrus, and Nevin Essex. Plus a special thanks to Lloyd Bryant and WDPR, Dayton Public Radio. I'm Lee Hay, and from the staff of Cincinnati Public Radio, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.